to the right wing to Banks. And they tried to feed it into number 23, Charles Baird. It goes to Arrington, and it's picked up by Marshall Lifebrand for Rublin. 6.5 left in the first. Marshall Lifebrand on senior night takes a jump shot just inside the three-point line. Gets his own rebound into Josh White for the jump shot. Fade away, and it's good. Josh White ties the game up at 2 apiece. It's now 2-2, 6:15 left in the first. And Brown City has it across the timeline. Number 10, Chris Fisher, has it being guarded by Austin Drake from a distance. Over to Banks, the right wing, to number 24, Andrew Knox for the free throw line jump shot. That one's no good. Rebound, number 23, Baird. He goes up for the shot. It's fouled from the left side, and he's at the line for two. Fouls on number 34, Marshall Lifebrand for Ubley, his first team's first of the game, with 6:05 remaining in the first. Charles Baird takes his first free throw. It's up and good. They're now 100% from the free throw line. And now 2-for-2. It's now 4-to-2. Brown City ties their largest lead of the night. Brett Cleary, right wing, over to Brian White into Josh White in the extended right post. Back out to Cleary. Tries to pass it, but it's stolen by Brown City. But back into the hands of Brian White, who kicks it into Brett Cleary. He can't hang on to it. Into number 10, Chris Fisher. And it's been stolen by number 20, Brian White. Again, he drives down the lane and goes with the reverse left-handed. That one's no good. Into the hands of Tyler Banks. They have numbers. Kicks it into number 23, Charles Baird. That's partially blocked by Josh White. Into the hands of Austin Drake. Wow.
This is a familiarity to us. I mean, this is almost like the Harbor Beach game here.
As Marshall Lachrand drives right down the middle of the lane, goes in for the runner, and it's good. And now it ties back up at 4 apiece with 5.25 left in the first. McKeskey gets across the timeline, being guarded by number 12, Brett Cleary, over to Banks to the left wing, into number 24, Knox. Picks it back out to Banks, up to Baird. Back up to McKeskey, over to number 10, Fisher. Number 24, Knox takes a three from the right wing, and it's good. Yes. Now, three-point lead for the Green Devils. 7-4, 4:45 left in the first. Brett Cleary, top of the key, over to Brian White, right wing, back up to Brett Cleary. Then to Marshall Lifebrand at the free throw line, over to Brian White. Marshall Lifebrand now at the right wing, dribbles a few times, over to Cleary, into Austin Drake, left corner. Gets it back into Marshall Lifebrand, drives into the lane from the left side, goes up with the delayed shot, that one goes no good. Tyler Banks gets the rebound, and Brian White is all over him with the mug. So Brian White's going to be charged with his first foul, that's the team's second. As Brown City gets a 90-feet thrown hoop. First substitution in the game, we have number 50, Austin Bechtel, replacing Charles Baird, number 23. 4:20 left in the first, Brown City leads by 3. 7-4 over the Bearcat. Jokowski in the right corner, over to Bechtel, into the right post to Knox, and that one is good with the right-handed hook shot. Knox now has 5 points. It's a 5-point lead for the Brown City Green Devils. Lifebrand at the high post into Brett Cleary for three. Top of the key, yes! Brett Cleary, who has been not playing much this season due to injuries, hits the three from the top of the key and now makes it a 2-point deficit only for the Bearcats. 9-7, Brown City lead. 3:45 left in the first. Fisher has it in the right wing, picks up his dribble into Bechtel in the right corner, being guarded by Josh White. Tries to take baseline, he does. Kicks it back out to Spachetti, wide open for the left wing, yes! Brown City responds with their own three of their own. McKessie gets his first 3 points in the game. It's now back up to a 5-point lead. 3.5 left in the first. Looks like Brown City's in a zone 2-3 defense. Josh White in the right corner. Brett Cleary right wing. Austin Drake for three in the corner. This one's short off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Spachetti. He brings it across the timeline with ease. 3 minutes left. Knocks on the left wing. Back up to Spachetti. Over to Fisher, right wing, being guarded by Drake. Dribbles back out. Bechtel at the right elbow. Takes a few dribbles. Goes against Josh White. He does some good spin moves and drives right into the right post, and it's good. Austin Bechtel with his first points of the night makes it a 2- and a 7-point lead, the largest of the night for the Brown City Green Devils. Could they be the spoilers? Only time will tell. Brett Cleary gets it tipped, but into the hands of Marshall Lifebrand. Not too bad. He takes the runner from the left side of the paint, and it's good. Marshall Lifebrand is looking phenomenal per usual on tonight's game. Tyler Banks over to number 10, Fisher, into Bechtel on the right baseline, kicks it into Knox. He can't hang on to it, gets it back himself. from way downtown. Fisher takes the three. Yes. Chris Fisher was about 5 feet behind the three line for three from the right wing. And now it's the largest of the night, an eight-point lead. We have some substitutions coming for each team. A 30-second timeout called by the Ugly Bearcats. We'll hang with you here with 2:16 left in the first quarter.
Clark Brown City is playing a very tight 2-1-2 zone, and it almost seems like they're giving up the wing shot after baiting Ugly to go ahead and take the outside shot. And it's really kind of interesting because that's one of Ugly's strengths. On the other hand, Ugly started out with a man-to-man, and most interestingly, they had Wyprant on Baird. And then all of a sudden they've moved out into the zone. I think they're afraid that the fouls are going to be piling up if they do that, and they don't want to lose their best man, Marshall Wyprant.
Well, we have some substitutions for Ugly. Nick Sweeney checks in the game for the first time tonight. Number 32, Gabe Messing. And number 22, that would be Mitchell Guza. Josh White has it at the left elbow, kicks it back out to Nick Sweeney, top of the key. 2 minutes remain in the first quarter. Ugly trailing by 8 points as of right now. Gabe Messing drives in lane from the right side, takes the runner. This one goes no good. Rebound Bechtel for Brown City. Over to number 10, that is Chris Fisher. Over to number 22, checks back in, Charles Baird. He has it on the right wing, trying to feed him to Bechtel. They do. Josh White's all over him, and he blocks it. Last touch because of the block by Josh White out of bounds. Brown City will get it underneath their own hoop. On the court right now for Brown City, we have Knox, Bechtel, Baird, Fisher, and number 22 in for the first time. That's Brad Smith. Smith has the left wing. Back up to Baird. Over to Knox for three from the sweet spot. Yes! Andrew Knox, quite large stature, now has 8 points, two threes, and makes his 11-point lead for the Brown City Green Devils.
He's 2-for-2 from that right side.
As Marshall Lightbrand gets it in the right post, and he turns around and puts it in, he now has 6 points. Cuts the lead down to 9 for the Green Devils. Fisher picks up his dribble over to Baird, over to number 22. Smith from the long baseline jump shot from the left side, right into the hands of Josh White. That shot didn't hit anything. Nick Sweeney now across the timeline, the point guard for the Bearcats. That 2-on-2 zone still intact for the Green Devils. Gabe Messing over to Sweeney, top of the key for three. No rebound. Brad Smith, number 22. He gets across the timeline, picks up the dribble behind the back pass to number 24, Andrew Knox. Gets it over to Fisher. He picks it up to Knox. Bechtel just inside the free throw line on the right side. Over to Brad Smith. Number 10, Fisher, kicks it into Bechtel over the back. And he puts it in with the right hand on the left side. Andrew Knox now has 10 points of Brown City's 12. They have an 11-point lead with 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Sweeney's dribbling right past the timeline. Nearest defender is about 12 feet. Dribbles to his right side. Probably wanted to foul. A little push off by Brown City off the ball. Josh White in the right corner. 5 seconds left. Marshall Lightbrand right wing for three. No. Rebound Josh White. Turns and shoots with the fadeaway. But at the buzzer, no. Almost went in and rims off the rim. And that's the end of the first quarter. So after one, Brown City leads Ugly 22-11. Second quarter action coming right up.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
There we go. Second quarter about to begin. It does. Probably gets it off the possession arrow. They're moving left to right across the radio. A white jersey with orange trim and orange size. Gabe Messing has it left corner. Back out to Nick Sweeney, left wing. Now to Mitchell Guza for three from the corner. No. Has a little flap. Into the hands of Nick Sweeney on the right wing. He's calling the play. Kicks it over to Mitchell Guza. Almost took the three. Decided not to. Gabe Messing in the left baseline. Picks up his dribble right in the corner. Back out to Mitchell Guza at the timeline. Back to Sweeney, top of the key. 7.5 left, 22-11. Nick